Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Elon Musk. He's at the Code Conference, and they're talking about the reality between video games and real life, the virtual world and reality world. And they're asking the question, and this is that technical jargon type stuff, but they're asking the question, are we really here? Or are we just some sort of digital imagery? Is this wild? This is the inventor of PayPal, owner of Tesla on the board. Mm-hmm. Government hires him to send rockets in there, and they're answering this question. We don't fully necessarily know that. Let's take a look.
There's a sort of a philosophic concept that a sufficiently advanced civilization will be able to create a simulation. Yeah. Maybe you've answered this before? A simulation.
I've had so many simulation discussions, it's crazy.
Okay. So,
in fact, it got to the point where basically every conversation was the AI slash simulation conversation. And my brother and I finally agreed that we would ban such conversations if we were ever in a hot tub. Okay. That was like, because that really kills the magic.
Hot tub, so the idea is, right, any sufficiently advanced civilization could create a simulation that's like our existence. And so the theory follows that maybe we're in the simulation. Have you thought about this? And
a lot.
Are we
even in hot tubs?
No.
So much so it had to be banned from a hot tub.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the sexiest conversation.
Are we in? Are we in?
I think the strongest argument for us being in a simulation, probably being in a simulation, I think is the following. Call it 40 years ago, we had Pong, like two rectangles and a dot. That
right.
was what games were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. Mm-hmm. And soon we'll have virtual reality, we'll have augmented reality. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Indistinguishable. Mm-hmm. Even if that rate of advancement drops by 1,000 from what it is right now, then you just say, okay, well, let's imagine it's 10,000 years in the future, which is nothing in the evolutionary scale. So given that we're clearly on a trajectory to have games that are indistinguishable from reality, and those games could be played on any set-top box or on a PC or whatever, and they would probably be billions of such, computers or set-top boxes, it would seem to follow that the odds that we're in base reality is one in billions.
So
tell me what's wrong with that argument.
Is the answer yes?
The argument is probably. I mean, but I just like, is there a flaw in that argument?
I mean, someone.
I'm not
that,
sure what
but,
the error. In,
no. The argument makes sense. So the assumption then is that somebody beat us to it, and this is a game.
No, there's a 1 in billions chance that this is base reality.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
Well, I think it's 1 in billions.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be, like, clearly what it suggests.
Right.
And actually, I mean, arguably we should hope that that's true, because otherwise, if civilization stops advancing, then that may be due to some calamitous event that erases civilization. So maybe we should be hopeful that this is a simulation, because otherwise...
Because they could reboot it.
Well, otherwise, either we're going to create simulations that are indistinguishable from reality, or civilization will cease to exist. Those are the two options.
These are grown folks. These are grown folks having this conversation.
1 in a billion chance that
this is the inventor of PayPal. I'm a very smart man. Having the conversation is, we can only hope that this is not a simulation. This is a simulation, which means that we're not real. And if you read the Book of Revelation and you read Daniel, that's exactly what happens. Remember, it's the image mm-hmm. of the beast. Image is something that made to look like the real thing, but it's an image of the thing. It's not. He says they worship the image rather than the creator, yeah. right? The creation rather than the creator. And you're seeing that take place. And the reality is it's painful to have a relationship with people.
It costs.
It costs. And so if you can create some sort of mechanism that never causes you pain, like we had a program before, we almost lost all of our interns. They're watching that program we're doing it on, but it was called HER, whatever the whole thing was, is the computers are talking and their kids are having this relationship with the computer. This man has this relationship with the operating system. And all of a sudden, it sucks all the knowledge out of the community. And this is.
And then he was devastated when the computer dumped him.
He, along with a lot of other people, that was being used. And it's like these computers don't know anything until you tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're learning from you in your day to day life. And this is what Mark Zuckerberg said, the founder of Facebook. Is obviously like 20, 21, 29. Mm-hmm. He said that Facebook will be smarter than a human being now. It'll be 4 years.
Yeah,
smarter than a human being. Well, I know that Pat and I can say right now, it's been smarter than us a long time ago, right? Is Pat okay? But that's saying something.
Yeah.
And here they're saying we don't really know where we're simulated or real. By the way, it's real. Hell's real. Heaven's real. God's real. And we have to wake ourselves up and come to this real thing, like get a real job, make some real money, and pay some real bills. I mean, this is the real deal. And we get back. We're going to hear Ray Kurzweil after. I got an offer for you it's an encouraging offer when you think about for your partnership of any amount, because power, they have this artificial fiction stuff and people think something's actually happening, but it's really not happening. You know, you think about how thin, like this is a foam and you look how thin that is, but people look at the flat surface and they're seeing something come off of it and they're having all this emotional, you know, thing. I was just talking to somebody. Oh, what do they look like? I don't know. I was texting. So that's not talking.
Yeah.
That's texting someone. And, oh, I don't talk. Oh, my goodness. They don't even use phones to communicate anymore. They just kind of type back and forth. But the predictions that Ray Kurzweil is going to make, what 2020 is going to be like, will be amazing when you think about that. Well, the difference between all this simulation and this fake stuff and all that is our God is real. He's living.
Mm-hmm.
His word is active, living, active, sharper than a double-edged sword. There's power in the kingdom. And without you moving in power, there's going to be no difference. The world's going to think in you, in a Ray Kurzweil or a Elon Musk or somebody. The difference is that God's real and you've been walking with God. So you have to move in power. That's what this offer is about. It's about, you know, time to get rid of the hindrances that hinder love and power in the kingdom of God, because Paul says, I come to you not with mere words, but with power,
words,
not with mere programs from Elon Musk and all these guys. I come to you with power. Power is going to have to happen. As a matter of fact, you know, with Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, he's talking about this and he says, you know, several of his books, we have it available for you, but he's like, you're going to have power. There's no way that you're going to be able to advance the kingdom without actually moving in the power of God. And God wants to do it. We just got to quit relying in technology and relying on what we know and begin to have faith in God. And faith requires risk. You could take the word risk and faith, and they're interchangeable. But some people say, I got faith, but I'm scared half to death to take risk. And it's like, that means you don't have faith, because faith is actually moving in what you know. It's a movement or an action. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.